Hashtag beat inflation, cost of gas, used cars up 45%, car rentals 88%. By Dr. Susan Berry on July 16, 2021. Nearly all Americans expect the inflation under Joe Biden's presidency will worsen still, even as the cost of gas and used cars is already up by 45%, and bacon up by 8.4%, The Washington Examiner reported Thursday. The hashtag beat inflation has been trending recently, wrote Washington Secrets columnist Paul Bedard, noting a new survey from Skynova, an online invoicing firm that found 88% of people in the United States believe the current inflation is here to stay and will soar more. Projections shared with Secrets from the Statista Research Department show it increasing at about 2.5% through 2024 and tapering off by 2026, he observed. It's currently at about 5.4%. According to the Skynova survey of 1,040 respondents, 78% reported signs of inflation in their daily lives and 61% said inflation is an important political issue. Results of the survey are consistent with Tuesday's report from the Department of Labor that shows the cost for goods and services rose by significantly more than expected in June. Breitbart News reported. The producer price index rose 7.3% in June from 12 months earlier. The largest demand since 12-month data were first introduced in 2010. Compared with May, the index rose 1%. On average, this index rose by around 0.2% per month in the pre-pandemic Trump administration. Economists had been expecting an increase of 0.6%, below the 0.8% initially reported for May. On a 12-month basis, the consensus forecast was for 6.8%. Additionally, the sharp increase in prices since Biden became president has not been accompanied by wage gains, as data from the Department of Labor revealed Friday. Bedard observed the Skynova survey and similar ones show voters are deeply concerned about the higher costs of items they need and use in their daily lives. The survey results are revealed as Biden and House and Senate Democrats are looking to spend $6 trillion more on everything from health care benefits to immigration and infrastructure, he wrote.